Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency has used its authority to prevent drivers from losing access to lower cost and lower emissions E15, a higher ethanol blend marketed as unleaded 88. And the National Corn Growers Association, which has advocated for the move, applauded the recent decision. In fact, NCGA said, "This waiver is some excellent news for U.S. corn growers and those in rural America who will benefit economically from the decision, and of course for consumers who will save money at the pump during a busy and upcoming travel season." NCGA said, "We deeply appreciate the EPA and the Biden administration, as well as congressional allies, for all of their hard work on this very important issue." Now, under current policy, E15 can't be sold at terminals beginning on May 1 and at retail stations starting on June 1. The National Corn Growers Association, though, is working with allies, including the petroleum industry, on federal legislation that would provide permanent and year-round access to E15. The organization says that higher ethanol blends help significantly cut greenhouse gas emissions as well as overall fuel prices. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.